John Paul, we welcome you with all our hearts. Dear Father, take our hand. John Paul, we welcome you in peace and love and joy throughout our land. And joy throughout our land.
How long we've waited for your gentle smile.
I remember going to the meeting. I was called to a meeting, and I knew it was to do with the Pope's visit, but it came almost out of the blue, really. The convener of the meeting said, I think we should ask Frank to write the song. And it wants to be something that we can learn fairly quickly. It needs to express how we feel, and I'm sure you'll have no problem. And all eyes around the big table turned to me, and he said, that's all right with you, Frank? And of course I said, absolutely. And I was so excited, and I went away and started, I think before I got home that evening, I was already formulating in my mind the essence of what the song would say. Well, I'll give you one of the verses as an example. How long we've waited for your gentle smile, how long we've looked to roam. Now the waiting's over, and you're here at last. Now's the hour, croeso mawr, welcome home. Croeso mawr is a big welcome. And the chorus itself is dead simple. John Paul, we welcome you with all our hearts. Dear Father, take our hands. John Paul, we welcome you in peace and love and joy throughout the land. And it almost wrote itself afterwards. I kept it simple because I wanted to get some local school children to sing on it. And we had very little time. We turned the record around in about 3 weeks, I think, and it came out about 2 days before the big day. And we only pressed about 1,000, and they are now collector's items.
And how quickly did people get to grips with the lyrics?
Well, in essence, the morning of the visit, we were all down at Poncanna Fields at about 8 o'clock, I think. And some people had been there since 2 o'clock in the morning. I remember some a party of nuns had come all the way from North Wales, and they'd been there practically all night. And I think it was the first time that they had been outside the convent in the history of the convent altogether. And there were quite a few stories like that, but people were in, like, corrals, and they were filling them up gradually. And by the time the sun was getting to heat the place up a bit, about 9 o'clock, it was jam-packed. It was a wonderful atmosphere. Of course, we still had a couple of hours to go, and that was an ideal opportunity to sort of concentrate people's minds and give them something to do, and also to try and calm the nerves from our point of view. So it was all time put to very good use, and within, I would say, half an hour, about four goes at it, they knew it as well as we did. And the Welsh natural harmonies were starting to come through long before the Holy Father arrived.
Tell me how you felt when you heard all these thousands of people singing your song for Pope John Paul II.
Well, it was a spiritual experience. I can only describe it as that. And a magical one as well. We'd been used to doing a few festivals. We played New Orleans and Boston and places like that as part of Celtic festivals. And you might get 18, maybe 20,000 people there. And that's a thrill. Mm. But on this day, I really can't estimate. Maybe 100,000 people? I really don't know. As far as the eye could see, was just a sea of faces. And it was a glorious morning. Absolutely beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. And, of course, the trees were in full leaf. And the place looked magnificent. It was just a question of waiting, and we were on a raised, it was like a scaffold, actually, if I can use a rather strange description. There were steps going up to a platform about 16, 17 feet high, mind you, and the papal dais was to our right, where Mass was to be celebrated, and the official choir was all assembled just to our right. And then in front of us, and as far as the eye could see, sweeping down to the left, almost down to Castle Grounds, Cardiff Castle Grounds, were people. And as we got the signal that the Holy Father was in his Pope mobile, and any moment now he'd be coming over the special bridge. They'd built a Bailey bridge so they could get him into the grounds. Once we got the signal, we were to start. And my heart was in my mouth. It was one of those moments when you wonder, you're going to open your mouth, will anything come out? I'm sure we've all felt like that now and again. But myself and Dave Burns, my musical partner of many years, and Tom Edwards, the bass player, were there. We got the signal, we struck up, and everybody was fantastic. We just soared. The music just took off, and we kept singing over and over again that song until the Holy Father arrived at the dais and was settled. And then he addressed the congregation, and Mass was begun, and it was just a great moment.
What do you think the people of Wales, both Catholics and non-Catholics, actually made of Pope John Paul II?
I think we have to really throw ourselves back to that time. He was a superstar. He was a figure of huge magnitude. He was a world figure. And I know that the streets were lined for his journey to and from the airport, not only with Catholics. I would have thought most of the Catholics were actually in the grounds, but just people who wanted to catch sight of this incredible person, this man who had touched so many people. His charisma was unlike anything we'd seen before. He only had to look at people and they just, not fainted, but they were just mesmerised, and they couldn't help but smile back at him. And for weeks and weeks after, people were coming up to me, people who have, as far as I know, no religion or whatever, saying, "Frank, what was it like?" And that's you know, I can't say stronger than that. He touched everybody.
And looking back now, I mean, 25 years, have the memories dimmed at all, or does it still shine brightly for you?
They haven't dimmed at all in my own mind. I just close my eyes and I am back there. And that moment when the song was sung by all the people, and it's easy to put a gloss on things, isn't it? I mean, there was one moment when Pope John Paul looked across to us, it seemed to us, and gave a big smile and just lifted his hands ever so slightly, as if to say, "This is good."